Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour one of the nation here on a Football Friday, Week 5 edition. Welcome into the broadcast. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. There's Brian Broaddus, Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Set for a casual Friday, so says his T-shirt. He'll go 5 flawless like it's nothing. He's got a stuck on automatic. Wolchuk and Schiafalo are reunited. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Guys, how are we feeling on this Friday? Confidence level, can I gauge it? Confidence level in the Cowboys?
I'm feeling great, but I'm a little queasy.
Okay.
About the game.
Yeah, okay. There's fair reason to be, man. We don't know what this offensive line's. It's weird because, like, I'm okay with Nate Thomas. I'm not really worried about that. Like, if Guyton can't go, I've got a high confidence in Nate Thomas. But it is left guard because now all of a sudden, what do you do? Is it Trevor Keegan, who, quite honestly, I don't know much about, sliding in there at left guard and playing? Do they rock with Adeniji, who I don't think is really a guard? I think he is very much a tackle.
And Quinnen Williams is the opponent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's frightening.
It is. Like, I'm confident because I really do think, in watching the Jets some more last night, like, I think they stink. But it's all going to be on Dak again. And I guess it is every week. And I just, my hope is Dak is playing at such a supreme level that he just finds a way to get this thing done again. And Justin Fields is a quarterback that at times can look brilliant, at times can look like the worst quarterback in football. And last year they did do a good job against him when they played in Pittsburgh, slowing him down running the football. And they didn't have Micah Parsons that day. He was out due to injury. And I believe they lost Marshawn Nealand early in that football game. So they were playing down players along the defensive line. So, hey, you got 2 turnovers coming in. I'm hoping Justin Fields throws you one. And that's kind of the path to victory I'm looking at.
I mean, that'd be awesome, Brian. Confidence level?
I'm going to pick the Jets.
Oh, wow.
And
Yeah,
I'm going to pick the Jets. I think there's a way, though, around this for the Cowboys if they don't want to put Quinnen Williams on. Say you want to make sure that you put him on the side of whoever you feel confident with at guard, because he's going to line up as a 3 technique to the tight end side like 92-93% of the time.
So okay. Tight end, so, right all game.
So you could formation him a little bit if you want to make sure that he's over your best guard in this football game. So something just to keep an eye on there.
How confident are you Tyler Smith is going to play at this point?
You know what? I was pretty confident earlier in the week, and now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
And I think as the further it's gone along this week, they know what they're dealing with, but this literally could be, and we'll get the injury report here in another hour probably.
Yeah.
That'll come out and we'll officially know what the situation is. He hadn't practiced all week. This morning driving in, I was told that, listen, this is probably going to be a game time decision, but that was very, very early this morning, about 6:30 in the morning, that I talked to somebody over there about that. I don't know. I don't know. I think that you could be down. I think you could be down 4 guys in this thing.
Well, hopefully they can get it figured out, because after taking time off in training camp and then playing 4 games and having to get back off it, I feel like this is now an injury that you're going to be dealing with
all year,
all season long. Yeah. And hopefully they can rest all week long and then play on Sunday and get back to the ice and the ibuprofen and whatever else kind of therapy they have in mind for inflammation, knee tendonitis. That's usually all you can do is wait, and then you got to get an extended stretch of time in the offseason where you're totally off of it for it to fully heal. But I guess the good news is after MRIs and stuff, there's nothing structurally wrong.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong, but it's just something that they're going to have to deal with. But yeah, I felt like that maybe today we would see him practicing, but it doesn't sound like that he was out there for the media portion of practice. Now, maybe he came out later, and that would be a positive thing. But I could say I'm a little bit early in the week when talking to people, I felt like that it was going to be, hey, we know what we're doing. We're managing this now. I'm not so sure.
If you want to get active on text at 877-881-1053, the Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open for you. Can leave your name and city you're texting from. Maybe we'll make you famous. You know, maybe you can build your little brand there. Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons to be you know, pessimistic or to lack confidence. Like, I feel like the Cowboys are a good run defense against a regular run game. Once you put a running quarterback like this in there, I think all bets are off. I think Fields can surprise some people. You know, I've heard he can't pass. Yes, he can.
I mean,
the problem is him under pressure, right? Or him with...
Him with pressure, yeah. And what you need to do is you need to be able to bring an extra rusher, whether it's a fifth or sixth rusher. That's the thing, because they've had some problems with their offensive line and their coordination with their running backs on blitz pickups. And so
Miami did that quite a bit. Yeah, they had success.
If you're able to do that, then you can affect him. The thing we worried about, you know, with Caleb Williams running the ball was that we didn't feel like he was going to throw it well enough. But all of a sudden he gets comfortable in the pocket, he starts making some throws. There's no reason for him to run. This very similar could happen here. You're dealing with an offensive line, by the way. I think there's only two groups in the NFL that have not had a lineup switch with their offensive line. This is one of two. The same five guys have played since week one.
Decent O-line. And I think there's some things you can look at and be like, wow, I'm not going to pick the Cowboys to win. I'm kind of surprised the line has grown so much from 1.5 to 2.5. But I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win a close game because I think they had difficult conversations this week. I think that's between Shoddy and Flus and maybe the coaches and the players. Like, we can't go on with the defense being this bad. So I imagine there's going to be some maybe some scheme shift or some added focus from the players to make sure that they get this right in the embarrassment stop. Like, the way that game started last week with the two Packers open on the same route and another busted coverage, that had to be rock bottom for them. So I'm going to go ahead and bet on Shoddy communicating, holding guys accountable, and this week's going to be the turning point for the defense. Who's with me?
I'm with you. I do think the Cowboys win one here, and I'm really just banking on Dak. I just think Dak
and Aubrey.
I'm going to rock with
Dak.
He's
the better of the two, for sure.
Just playing so well, no doubt. And Fields, you're absolutely right. He is very capable of throwing the ball. There are also times where it looks like, my gosh, should he be on an NFL field? I'm also hoping the poor tackling continues for the Jets defense. They've really struggled. Breece Hall's the guy that's got me nervous, because Breece Hall as a receiver has also been phenomenal for them, and he ran the ball very well a week ago for Miami. I love their tackles. I think the Jets, when we look back 5 years from now, they might have the best tackle tandem in the NFL with Fashanu and Armin Membu on the outside at left and right tackle. Those two guys are young stars. But I don't think that this Jets team has enough, especially if the Cowboys can have success on offense, to maintain a track meet. I'll go 27-23 Dallas. I think it'll be tight, but yeah. I think the Cowboys find a way to win an ugly one.
Yeah, I was thinking like 24-20, something like that. I think their defense needs to be better. If their defense goes out like it has, though, I think the Jets can score 35 on you. I love Breece Hall. You know, I wanted the Cowboys to trade for him before we figured out Javonte Williams is going to be a guy. But could you imagine if Dak goes out there and lights this team up with four offensive linemen out, Lamb and Turpin out?
Saw the 49ers do that last night against a really good team. You know, you need that kind of play from your quarterback. Coming back to your thing, Dak, Dallas is tied with the Chargers for the most missed tackles in the league this year.
Oh, yeah, they've been bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the linebackers, they've had every game.
I saw a note where they've got 13 players that have missed multiple tackles this year in the games, and that's tied with the Chargers for the most players to have multiple missed tackles.
So Jaden blew blisters in his feet from the cleats yesterday. Apparently Shoddy went up to him, and he's like, I'm fine, coach. I just got blisters on my feet. He's like, oh, shocker. Cool shoes. So he ran back in and changed his shoes, and I guess he's fine. He's back at practice today.
The Louis V shoes, right?
And they're co-branded by Nike. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem was. I could see if you got a non-athletic shoemaker making cleats, but that's a Nike Louis Vuitton collab. I'd say, what the hell, Nike? You just lost your ass. If you have mass produced these cleats, nobody else is buying them now, are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. Is it in general like just new cleats?
You got to break him in.
Like, you always have to break him in. So most of these guys have been running around in some of these cleats for a while.
I think you get a brand that you know. I can go back to this shoe, and it's going to be comfortable for most guys.
Gotcha.
Some guys have extra sensitive feet, and they got the blisters and everything going on.
I thought it was just kind of the perfect symbolism of what we've been dealing with Jaden Blue right now. You know, it's just kind of
just another thing.
Just a note off on how to be a true 100% professional.
There's two paths for Jaden Blue going forward. One is Tony Pollard. One is Joseph Randle.
Yeah.
And I hear the Jason Garrett voice. Quick Joseph Randle story for you as he talks about Randle's rookie year in Oxnard where he attempted to dive into the ocean from the beach.
Right.
And it was like, well, it's not that deep down there quite yet. You might want to peer or something if you want to do that. But, man, it is rookie time. You know, I think for Blue, and I've said really for years that when rookies make mistakes, I give them a pass on stuff like this for their first year, and hopefully this is just part of the acclimation process there for Jaden Blue, because you need his talent. You need what he does. I mean, he's fast enough and shifty enough to be an absolute star. And I hope that the Cowboys were saying, once we get this dude on the field, nobody's going to want to take him off. So this is our only chance to send a message about focus and professionalism here in this first month.
I think the only thing that could take him off the field if he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Or
some blown assignments, just some fumbles.
All of a sudden, the turnover the fumbles, aspect,
definitely.
But if all of a sudden he's in there on third down and he's supposed to check inside linebacker, check inside outside and block, and adjust that way, and he gets Dak hit, that's the thing. That could, it's not going to be the talent. It's not going to be the speed or anything else that takes him off. It's going to be whether he knows what he's doing. That's the thing that could, if he gets past all that, I mean, we might see the end of Miles Sanders if he shows up. But if he goes out there and doesn't execute at the level they need him to when it comes to the other things other than catching the ball and carrying the ball, then you're going to have some issues.
49ers decimated by injuries. They did beat the Rams in overtime. The only thing Mac Jones did wrong, from my perspective, all night long, is walk into that stadium with those pants. I thought the sockless shoes.
Yeah, he's a goofy
guy. It looks like a woman's suit, doesn't it? When you do the capris with no socks
from the bottom half.
Well, it's a half and half suit, right?
I guess that's
black and red.
Yeah, he was very two-faced.
I thought the jacket was great.
I love the jacket.
Yeah.
But he's just a goofy, like, pants shoe combo.
Yeah,
he is a goofy dude.
He is, man. But tough as nails.
Really tough.
Dude was getting smacked around last night.
And I mean, some of the throws he made, getting the ball out quick. He played well. He fits that offense, man. I get why they were looking at him third overall and then got peer pressured out of taking him. And then they went with Trey Lance. But shout out to Alfred Collins out of Texas. I loved him during the draft. Got that big force fumble on Williams that could have altered the game right there. So I liked what the Niners did rebuilding that defensive line. They're super young. Watch out for them. All of a sudden this year kind of was a rebuild type of year in San Francisco. And they're sitting at 4-1. It's pretty stunning.
Yeah, it's impressive. I guess that goes to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, look at all these guys out here, that Mac Jones and Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones now and Baker Mayfield. It's like, I think I would be starting to get nervous if we're thinking about moving on from our quarterback in year two or year three. Maybe a little bit more patience. What's the takeaway here, guys?
I think the takeaway is situation matters. And if you think your quarterback's really bad, it might actually be the ecosystem.
The team
around
the organization.
If I'm an owner and say I'm at the Giants and I'm Mara and I see my players going away and having success, I think it's now I'm looking at what kind of coaches are we looking at here?
Totally.
What are we doing here? This is more about, it really does matter where these players go as they get drafted. Do they go to programs that can absolutely get the best out of them, or do they go and die for a couple, 2-3 years and then end up somewhere else? I think Baker Mayfield's a great example of that. How they just keep, you know, when he goes to the right place with the right coaches, plays a super high level. And we've seen Daniel Jones, not that Daniel Jones was, but he was bad with the Giants. But look what they've done for him with the Colts. You know, a running game, you know, offensive linemen, those kinds of things, you know, skill wide receivers. you can have some success. But if I'm an owner and I'm seeing other players, I mean, the Giants are the greatest example of this. Look at Saquon Barkley. A lot of it has to do with injury. But look at these players that have gone away and done great things with other teams. And you're like, what the hell were we doing? You know?
I do know. I think unless it's an absolute dumpster fire, I'm riding with the guy. If we don't have a run game or weapons or protection, I think I would lean towards, guys, let's make sure we have a good environment around him and the right coaches before we let a guy go and spend another high pick on our next failed dude. How about 16 seconds on soccer? And I know a lot of soccer parents out there would love to hear this. Jurgen Klopp, iconic manager, insists the standard of MLS is constantly increasing, but says he wants to work towards providing more free access to youth soccer across the U.S. Access to soccer in the U.S. at youth level has long been a source of debate and frustration for many with the game, with FIFA president Gianni Infantino previously criticizing the pay-to-play model, saying it must be free.
Free!
Free! For children to play. And there's a lot of money being made off the footy.
I love free.
Here around North Texas.
To be one of those club teams from a European club team here in the States, is that a pay?
Yeah.
Pay situation.
Yeah.
So we're paying thousands of dollars to play for AC Milan junior program.
Yeah.
Okay. This one and like Liverpool program. Bayern. If you have that too.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's all about like attaching you to a brand, whether it's a European team or more popular is a top league. You know.
Yeah.
So your kid has to play for this league or that league, and they just. You know, that cash register is dinging. Yeah. Okay, top 10 at 220 coming up after the G-Bag of the Day champion replay. Woolchuck, what's the subject matter?
We had some big food mascot news today. Top 10 creepiest fast food mascots of all time. 877-881-1053. Who's still giving you nightmares?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's next in the nation.
Welcome back, nation. Flagtober starting tomorrow. Tolbert Garage Door, 9 to 11, then East Dallas Diesel, 10 to noon. Come get them while you can. It's time now for the Champ and Woolchuck's Top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Happy Friday. Here's Lucius.
Yeah, one big roll. Okay, this is day number two going for... No, day number one going for two for this champion audio right here. It won yesterday. Barely snuck by the goalie. It barely won. Monday Night Football Combo Pack. We've got the Broncos, J.K. Dobbins. He's a fan of Bad Bunny's halftime announcement.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to him post-game. He speak a little Spanglish.
Oye, anunciaron que uno un latino va a cantar en el Super Bowl, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
¿Qué opinas que un cantante va a cantar en español en el Super Bowl? What does it mean that a Spanish singer is going to sing in el Super Bowl?
It means a lot. Solo escucho reggaeton y dembow y bachata. Así que me gusta mucho. Que Bad Bunny, es que es bonito.
Bonito.
El bonito.
El conejo malo.
El boricua.
El boricua.
Sí.
Bueno.
Me gusta mucho.
Hoy que estuvimos en Denver, es lunes.
Lunes.
It's Monday.
It's that laugh, bro.
Dude, he's got the laugh down.
What a goofy.
Having fun.
Apparently, I did a little research on this. He grew up in a heavy Spanish-speaking part of Texas, but then took a lot of trips to Guadalajara. In the off seasons.
Yeah.
Just kind of picked it up as he went.
Yeah, we love that Mexican coach out here in Texas, baby.
Yep.
I'm a black Mexican sometimes, I promise you. Let's go to the other combo pack for this situation. Coach JB from Last Chance U on Netflix. I call him the Fred Davis of D3 football. He's not a fan of the Jets punt returner calling a fair catch. Where was that? Like in the 3-yard line or something? Eric told me to put us on yesterday. The 2-yard line fair catch, fam.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, dog?
He's standing in front of his television, his flat screen. He has a drink in his hand. It's spilling a little bit. He has a cigar, and he's ranting.
All right, here we go. Regular punt return, all right? Punt the football. Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? Why are you backing up? And now you don't know where you are, and you act like a f***ing retard because you don't f***ing take your heels off the 10-yard line when you're a punt returner. Why are we teaching it in high school, college, in the NFL at the biggest level? You don't know where you are on the field? Holy f***.
Who was he talking about?
Isaiah Williams.
Rookie?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think he's a rookie. Hang on. I know who he was talking about. Hold on. I'll tell you that. Isaiah.
Ticked him off, though.
He was from the practice squad.
He was like, get the camera out, bro. Hold the camera. I got something to say real quick.
Is he a rookie? He was with the practice squad with the Bengals. I know that. Man. I didn't know if he was a rookie. Yeah.
So, okay. He signed with the Lions as an undrafted free agent in 2024, and I guess is kind of like technically a rookie now. Yeah. But, that's brutal. I think that's what the Cowboys coaches are worried about with Jaden Blue. We don't want one of these situations in Isaiah Williams or Caleb Johnson, something like that, can cost you the game. Next thing you know, you're like, man, what were we thinking? We should have known better than this. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case, that's your champ facing challengers at 5:30. Here's Woolchuck.
All right, tomorrow, noon to 2, I'll be out there, East Dallas Diesel. Pretty cool. They're going to be giving away a $50 Specs gift card every 30 minutes and a Brandon Aubrey autographed helmet. So you're going to want to get your chance.
Future Hall of Famer.
Plus, you're getting a free G-Bag Nation flight. So make sure you visit Brian. Go out there. Corporate garage door.
Brian.
9 to 11, Brian. And then kick on over East Dallas Diesel. Maybe you can win some free stuff and also maybe get another flag for a friend of yours.
Do you think if you won that helmet, you'd get one of those magic erasers and take off Aubrey's signature and then go get a different one?
No.
No? You wouldn't? No. Okay.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it'd be a great helmet. It's a great prize to win either way.
It would be. But, I mean, the Brandon Aubrey, I mean, that could be, you're right, future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer.
Worth a lot of money one day.
I know some people are biased against kickers, and I was just wondering if if that resonated with you. I think Jesse Hollywood.
That might be an Eric thing. Eric might do that. But Brandon Aubrey's my fellow Plano Wildcat. I love that guy.
In general, if you tell me it's a kicker autograph, that's not one that I want.
Would you say
but
that
Butter has cut through? He's the outlier.
Do you think he's signing him Butter Aubrey?
That'd be kind of funny.
I think he should put Butter on the signature.
That would be kind of funny. You think he's the most clutch player on this football team?
Yes. Hard to say he's not, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's five-tool.
When has he missed one of these big-time kicks?
I thought you guys would argue for Dak maybe right now.
He's the Tiger Woods of football.
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Tiger in the moment just always came through.
The golf strike and the kicking motion has a lot in common, right? And it's more technical precision.
It's all in the hips.
Strikes the ball. Plus, he hits it farther and straighter.
Absolutely.
Were you thinking Waffle House?
I didn't know where you was going. I just need some clarification, bro.
Like saying out the Waffle House.
Did he get a 9-iron
IHOP
to the windshield?
Yeah, man.
Tiger Woods very clutch. Never lost with a lead on Sundays.
Brandon Aubrey's always wearing that red shirt underneath the jersey.
Yeah, that too.
Ready to rock like the Tiger Red on Sundays, man. All right, Burger King. What'd you guys think of the...
The Whopper's a scary dude.
The Creepy King guy. I guess he's done for.
No.
They have said we're done. They actually, this is the second time, they retired him in 2011. They had him working in the commercials from 04 to 11, then they said bye-bye. Then they bring him back in 2015. But now, and I guess just now, they've realized he is off-putting to children. He is creepy, and he is sending kids to McDonald's, their number one competitor. They just brought on a former McDonald's head marketer, also worked with Applebee's. And the first thing he did, we're getting rid of the Creepy King. Bye-bye, dude. You can't be here anymore.
Whose belt was he bringing out in that championship fight? Didn't he carry a belt out?
He was there for somebody's fight.
He was holding up the belt, walking into the... It was the same. I believe it's the same fight with the guy that said he had too much gear on coming out.
Deontay Wilder?
I think it was the same fight.
Was it Fury versus Wilder?
Greatest excuses in fighting. Other than that, Fury said, I got my hair done 2 days ago.
Yeah, because Wilder's the one that came out.
Okay, I don't think that was that was my bad then, because I think but it was some fight with the Burger King guy, the King, was carrying the belt to the ring. I don't know.
My favorite bit of his was that pick six he had in that football commercial. Like, this was like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's J.P. Lossman or something going back to pass a ball. It's deflected. And here comes the Burger King man, like, picking it out of the air and running it in. And then he does the Dion dance in the end zone. I thought it was iconic, but I understand if it's scaring the kids, you know.
Ronald McDonald's not a scary dude.
That might have been. That might have contributed to their downfall.
At least Ronald has a smile on his face, man. Not that Burger King guy has, like, that Botox stuck look.
Okay, who's more scary? Like, I think. How about Jack in the Box guy?
Hey, like Jack in the Box, number 10 in terms of creepiest mascots.
Oh, I love Jack, bro.
Just kidding. He's not number 10.
Okay. I'm looking at the commercial right now.
You like the food, Lucius, right?
I like Jack. I like those commercials.
But I did think, like, the Creepy King, if he's get Jack in the Box doesn't creep kids out.
Dawson, you help
no,
me
No, I just
that,
simply
that
think that
just typing over there.
You can't have a king that looks like Howard Eskin. Yeah. Like, that's gonna scare people.
He does look like Howard Eskin.
It's gonna scare women and children.
Yeah.
And then the men in the room are just gonna want to beat the hell out of him.
And then he's also got the little hands. They did that for a little while. He is just a weird. It is creepy. 214 says, thank God for this. That king is super creepy. Grimace is getting texted in.
What is Grimace?
I don't know.
Looks like a plug.
Like a purple poo.
Mm-hmm.
Like Barney's dad.
Yeah.
Barney's dad. Number 10 on the weirdest fast food mascots is the Oven Mitt at Arby's. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with that. The Arby's Oven Mitt.
I'm not even familiar with this one.
2003. Give it a Google.
I thought you was doing the Hamburger Helper guy for a second.
Yeah. And that's also...
That's an Oven Mitt.
Like they're stealing. If you're gonna, I love the Hamburger Helper Oven Mitt, but Arby's, what are we doing here? So they introduced him in 2003. It was literally a kitchen glove with eyes, a mouth, and a goofy voice.
Yeah,
they said bye bye, get out of here.
It's got like a Pillsbury kind of vibe.
Hoo-hoo.
I do like a good Oven Mitt though.
Yeah,
but,
same here.
But not as my mascot.
And the Pillsbury Doughboy is adorable.
By the way, the Burger King commercial he picked off a Buffalo Bills quarterback. It was Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm. It was Drew Bledsoe.
It was Drew Bledsoe. Wow. Right, I think it was a real play.
It's right before he came to Dallas.
It actually, I think, was Deion Sanders when he played for Baltimore.
Oh, is that right?
But they just turned it into the Creepy King.
They superimposed it.
It's 3-2-1 since Sean was on the BK commercials. Now, I don't know. They might have used his hands. It's possible because he did have really, really tiny hands. Chuck E. Cheese from the 469. I could definitely see people getting freaked out by Chucky from Chuck E. Cheese.
It wasn't a cute rat.
No.
You know?
And it's weird. Why are you having a
Chucky
rat?
Chucky was cool. It was the animatronic fools in the background. It was like the band.
Yeah. Like Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah,
so
that was
bizarre.
Scary, bro.
9 is Speedy from McDonald's. Before Ronald, there was Speedy. That was McDonald's first mascot. Was a hamburger-headed chef with a tiny body and an exaggerated smile. He was designed to symbolize fast service, but his cartoonish look was unsettling.
No, that looks like a Chucky doll kind of vibe.
Yeah, that looks like a mass murderer.
If you told me that was a character in a horror film, I believe you.
Has McDonald had the most mascots? Because you got the Hamburglar. And
you got Grimace.
Yeah,
they
have a squad.
Yeah, we've gone through them.
They've got, and I guess they've made them all into toys, which is pretty good, I guess.
Is that for their Happy Meals?
Yeah, and that's a huge, like, Burger King somehow just now figuring out if you go ahead and do something with the toys and the Happy Meals and you promote that, maybe you'll get more kids. I mean, McDonald's cornered the market with that. Also, the Burger King looks like Babe Laufenberg from the 214. You see more Babe than Howard Eskin? I thought Howard Eskin was spot on.
I see more Howard, but
maybe a little bit of Babe.
If they leaned more into the Babe, maybe it wouldn't be so frightening.
No, he'd have great calves. Number 8 is Dennis the Menace Dairy Queen. And this just looks a little perverted. The Dairy Queen also did the lips, which I thought was strange and is an honorable mention on here. But in the 70s, Dairy Queen borrowed the comic strip character Dennis the Menace to promote the soft serve treats. And DQ leaned into the character's mischievous traits. They basically got him checking out a girl rolling a stroller.
Yeah.
I don't have any issues with this guy.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? He's a menace.
He's a menace.
He's got overalls on.
I guess they just didn't really like the, you know, what you doing? Yeah. Hey, girl. 7 is the SpongeBob.
Kind of a womanizer, that Dennis?
A little bit of a womanizer.
He's a menace, man.
He is a menace. Sponge Monkeys from Quiznos. And those were bizarre. Those should be higher than 7. The Sponge Monkeys, if you haven't seen them, Google them, you'll remember them. 2004, those things were freaky. Probably a big reason why Quiznos isn't really around anymore.
Yeah.
They tried to sell us on that hot sandwich idea.
Gosh. They did the toasted sandwiches, and everybody did toasted sandwiches.
Dude, that's how you lose your appetite looking at that
Look at his teeth.
Look at the teeth on that.
What are we doing, bro?
Get that random muskrat some braces.
Looks like one of my dogs.
They had a whole boardroom of people saying, all right, we agree, let's do this.
Let's do it.
And then he's got the eyes of crazy eyes from
Crazy
Mr.
Eyes
Deeds.
Adam Gase?
Mr. Deeds.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Crazy Eyes Gase, head coach, last time the Cowboys went to New York, played the Jets, got his first win as Jets coach.
Are you serious? 2019. So that's going to happen again with Aaron Glenn? Is that what you're saying?
And it was also week five. There's just parallels.
Yeah.
The Noid from Domino's coming in at number six. I had to Google the Noid. You guys remember him in the 80s?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, do you remember Mac Tonight?
Oh, McDonald's? Yeah. Tonight. Come on, baby. Make it Mac Tonight. Yeah.
And it's like a half, is it a banana or a half moon?
It's a moon. Yeah, half moon.
Damn.
Looks like Natalie Nunn in the face.
Yeah,
and he used to play piano. It's amazing.
Which restaurant?
McDonald's.
Was he promoting like a late night menu?
Oh, wow. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Playing the piano, probably on top of the restaurant.
Four is the king for Burger King, creepiest fast food mascots. Three, and this should be one because this is weird. Sugar Rice Crinkles, which I guess was to go up against Rice Krispies in the 60s.
Mm. The clown?
Crinkles the clown.
Oh, that looks like it.
Yes,
clowns are scary, man.
What are we doing here? Yeah. No wonder this didn't last. And I don't see the cereal around either. So that makes sense. It did say mischievous. 817.
What do they think you said?
I don't know. They even spelled it out. Is that not correct? Because I can mess up words.
Is the CH supposed to be more of a G in that word?
Mischievous.
Mischievous.
Mischievous. Chick-fil-A cows coming at two. I resent that.
They're just cows.
Those are charming.
I don't think they're weird at all.
Yeah.
Eat more chicken. That's a fantastic thing.
It's brilliant.
And they misspell everything. Yeah, it's awesome.
Great. I think it's awesome.
I mean, it is kind of morbid.
They're on each other's back.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Number one, though, weirdest fast food mascot is Grimace. And it's because I think you're right. We don't know what the hell Grimace is.
We don't know what that is. I think it's some type of plug of some sorts, bro. I really think it is. I think it's one of those jokes. You're like, Disney gets one by every once in a while. Yeah. And you look back 30 years like,
You look in there, there's a weird thing
going
phallic. On.
That's phallic. You know what I'm saying?
In the clouds. Yeah. There's a naked picture here.
I think
here.
They're getting us, dog.
Weird stuff, man. Oh, yeah, Jared the Subway guy. If we go back. That was awesome.
Is he a mascot?
That was not good.
Well, he was the face.
He's a spokesman? Kind of.
Yeah. He was the face and the voice.
He's a human Scott, human mascot.
I'm kind of surprised Hamburglar's not in here, right?
Hamburglar.
He's an actual felon.
Didn't make the time.
He's escaped from jail.
That's absurd.
Dude's escaped from jail
right now. Maybe kids think that's badass. I don't know.
I certainly did. Better stay away from my cheeseburger. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 220 every afternoon here on The Fan. Chief, what's next?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest L.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next right here on The Fan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Football Friday with you. Steven Jones coming up at 3 o'clock. Flacktober starting tomorrow at Tolbert Garage Door, 9 to 11, then 10 to 12 at East Dallas Diesel. Talk about Dub, that new flag, the best ever, Texas State flagged edition. The grenade is back. Get them while they last. It's Flacktober here on The Fan, and here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. 903 catching a dub. 40 years, 1,100 games as a PA announcer. Wow. High school and some small college, he says. Congratulations to you, sir.
Big congrats.
Big tip of the cap to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network statistician, Mr. Bob Thomas.
Bob.
Got the game balls, like game 803 for him, working the numbers in the booth. He's
consecutive?
Man.
Or just total games.
I'm just going to say
total games.
I'm sure
Christy's probably listening.
I'm going to guess he got a stomach bug at one point, right? I mean, don't we all get
a bug Robert
from time
Blackwell
to time?
Had over 800 consecutive games.
That's quite the streak.
He was a video guy for the Cowboys. He goes back to the Coach Landry administration.
Well, shout out to the 945 as well. Bailey the Bird. Biggest Dub got a 94 on the end of course final for intro to electrical
for auto school? I don't know. Did he say that right? Intro to electrical for auto school.
There might have been weird things going on.
Either way, he's working on some career education.
Got a 94.
I mean, that's an Eagles fan for you. They don't know how to spell.
He went full DeMarcus Ware with the score.
It's a good start.
That's a Hall of Fame score right there.
But I still love you, Bailey.
You know, I think my biggest dub of the week was finally purchasing the HEB smoked sausage.
Oh.
Chef's blend.
Oh, tremendous.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Their sausage is really good.
Hello. And it's not in the usual meat section either. Like, you get the meat section and you just think your job's done.
Yeah.
Then you walk past, you get like the pastry area. They got kind of a setup where they're like cooking up some food. Mm-hmm. And then bang, right there. And I was looking for the jalapeno cheddar, Lucius. I was looking for the jalapeno
good
cheddar.
Stuff.
Didn't see it. Good Chef's stuff. Blend. Chef's blend was freaking fantastic.
Hey, Lucius, I want to say this. I did walk into a grocery store last night. I almost took a picture. There was like 75 cases of Topo Chico to my left.
Complimentary, you know what I'm saying? They want you to take that on your way out.
How many did you steal?
Grab a 12-pack on the way
out. Get you some gallons of water, a grill, since you bought some meat here. hey, your boy British Inn, I'm pretty sure he's got a dub this week. I walked in on Thursday. He was getting his boots polished.
Okay.
Oh, he said they're getting his boots polished. Okay,
that's that syndication. Yeah.
I always look down at my shoes and I'm like, I don't have polishable shoes. You know, I was like, could you polish my Crocs? Could you polish my Hokas? Probably not. British Ian, though, he's the face of all of Odyssey Radio. I think
he is,
and the voice.
Absolutely,
dude is like.
Remember he started like about the same. You guys a little ahead of him?
Yeah, we were pretty far ahead of him.
Were you pretty far ahead of him?
He was at KRLD, but then during COVID, we needed extra bodies, so they brought him up here to do some nosebleed seats.
Oh, I thought he got his start up here and then went downstairs.
No, he was already with Alt, and then, we needed some fill-in help so that he would come up and run that 11 p.m., 1 a.m. nosebleed seats post-Rangers, and the legend
that
was
is awesome, man.
Yeah, he's a total guys guy.
He's the best.
Love me some British Ian.
I still haven't been to an HEB, by the way.
Dude. Okay, well, get the Chef's Blend smoked sausage.
Drove by one in maybe McKinney or Melissa a couple of weeks ago. I know one's coming out in Forney early 2026.
Okay.
I'm all over it.
Let's make a little quick around the room.
People that work there love, they love their place.
Okay.
People that work at HEB are proud
it's
of
good
it.
Smiling. As much as Dawson loves being around people, how's this experience going to be at HEB?
Just wait until it's been open a few months before you go.
I'll have
in.
To go on off hours.
Yeah.
It's I like to do a lot of my shopping late morning. You know,
okay,
it's just me and old people.
You can capitalize on that
because that is like being on the 405 of grocery stores.
It's a grocery cart traffic jam.
Yeah,
just
it does drive me crazy. The weekends at Costco, everybody getting in your way. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, wow. And there's no way around it.
HEB's got a little Costco in it. They're doing the free samples. I love it there.
Yeah, I do too.
Sometimes I just walk in for fun.
What I hear
I do too.
Yeah.
Just walk in.
They're everywhere in Houston, by the way. We need to play catch up. They are everywhere in Houston.
We're making a comeback with the AGBs.
Eric's about to take the girls over just for a play day.
Seriously.
I'll do that. I prefer going to the grocery store alone, though. Let's just be honest. Throw the headphones in. Just get lost in the sauce.
Yes.
Take the scenic route.
Yes.
Get back home like 4 hours later.
Not having kids ask
you. What'd you get?
Oh, don't ask me, honey. I got the freaking Chef's Blend sausage, sugar. What do you think I got? Actually, the 682 says we need to try the three pepper sausage.
Oh, I've never even seen
HEB three pep.
So you
I saw the
meat counter there. You actually walked further past the hamburger.
Yeah, they've got
counter.
A separate area with other
sausages.
That's
what I'm asking him, though. He stops in that hamburger area. That's about where
I do spend a lot of time in the frigid temperatures of the meat section. But then I'll mosey on over and see what they got cooked up. They got a couple of things that I really appreciate at HEB.
Dude, they've got cheese that I'd never heard of.
Oh, the cheese. You can get raw Parmesan cheese there. It's beautiful.
I'll tell you guys ever been to Central Market, this place?
I have, yeah. I have.
Like Whole Foods?
Just way more expensive.
Let me tell you what, man. They've got that area where you can get like chocolate-covered raisins and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it just right, you can knock three of those things out of there, you know, without filling the bag up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like that style.
You can do a couple of testers.
Yeah.
Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah,
make sure you like it.
Yeah, make sure you like it.
I do dig that. Shout out to the 469, started a Bible study at school. Big dub. All right, I wonder if that's a student or if that's a teacher, faculty member. I
bet you it was a student. Probably let the teachers do these things.
920, biggest L, not a good month here at the dealership. Biggest dub. October is off to a great start.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. Sometimes you just need that calendar to flip on you. Next thing you know, bang.
People
get calls left and right. Our buddy Woody, 214, taking the wifey to Monday Night Raw this Monday. I think they're going to go see some wrestling as well, which is exciting.
Okay. I didn't know what that was.
Still going strong off the benzos and the opiates.
Good job, Woody. We're here for you.
903 just won $20K at Border Casino in Oklahoma. Tip of the cap to you, sir.
Is that taxed? We get that taxed along the way? Half of that going to the taxis?
I don't know. You get those, isn't that kind of the loophole in some of those, like,
That's an Oklahoma deal.
Like the
thing?
Reservations?
What do we do? Is that an Oklahoma deal?
Yeah.
I think you pay tax on this stuff.
All right.
Chime in if you're paying tax on that, please.
918, big victory closed on our new home. Amazing home, great schools for the kiddos.
918, I see you, bro.
Where's that at?
Tulsa, dog.
Oh, how about it? Okay, we do have big victory to Taylor Swift fans. I guess she dropped her new album. Everybody's going berserk.
Showgirl?
I know Carter listened to it. We could get an update.
Yeah, we'll get the Carter review. Do we get a thumbs up, Carter? Do we get a he's kind of giving the mid thumb.
Oh man,
he went mid thumb diagonal, with kind of a stank face as well.
Oh geez,
it might take some time to get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it happens with great records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen.
I haven't ever listened to one.
One Taylor Swift song.
Nah,
I thought you were a Feeling 22 guy. Turns out he's a honky donk, badonky donk guy.
Yeah, we figured that out.
Yesterday. I'm like, Jerry's a big fan.
Hey, big dub to Angel Reese as well. Remember, she was being clowned for the Me Bounds?
Me Bounds is hilarious.
It is.
Me Bounds are great. I mean, great.
Well, she went ahead and trademarked it. Mm-hmm. And now she's saying that she's making like six figures on Me Bounds merch.
Good for her.
Okay. So she took an L, a Me Bound L, flipped it into a dub. Now she's cashing checks. So good for her.
Well, she needs the checks for the fine she got for talking crap about her teammates the other day. Yeah.
She got popped?
That? Yeah.
Dude, the fines in the WNBA are hilarious. It's like, that'll be $75.
Yeah.
It's like
it's got to be a percentage of your income.
$75.
That's a game check.
Wait, so she talks bad about the commissioner. Everybody else is.
Yeah, I haven't even really dug into that.
Oh, they're windmill dunking on her.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor lady, man. She's crushed.
Might be in for a holdout.
About to be all ousted. Okay, we also have Alabama paleontologist handing a dub to Nick Saban, who has a species of crab named after him. Apparently, this is a whole thing. Like, when you have a new discovery, it's like 65-million-year-old crab fossils that were unearthed in Alabama, and then they can just have the pick of the litter. They can name it after whoever they want. So this is going to be the Costa Capluma Nick Sabani crab.
Nick Sabani?
Nick Sabani.
Sabani.
Now, I mean, I didn't realize this was a thing, but like Messi has a bunch. Suzuki has a handful. He's got a wasp. Messi's got a condor and a lizard. Novak Djokovic has a beetle.
Condor's pretty badass.
Condor is sweet. Those things, you go to the zoo, freaking huge.
They're big.
Absolutely huge.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.